And so he had, for when we looked among his papers, all was in order. Not a debt remained, and safely put away was enough to keep his wife comfortable and independent. Then we knew why he had lived so plainly, denied himself so many pleasures, except that of charity, and worked so hard that I fear he shortened his good life. He never asked help for himself, though often for others, but bore his own burden and worked out his own task bravely and quietly. No one can say a word of complaint against him, so just and generous and kind was he. And now, when he is gone, all find so much to love and praise and honor that I am proud to have been his friend, and would rather leave my children the legacy he leaves his than the largest fortune ever made. Yes, simple, genuine goodness is the best capital to found the business of this life upon. It lasts when fame and money fail, and is the only riches we can take out of this world with us. Remember that, my boys, and if you want to earn respect and confidence and love, follow in the footsteps of John Brooke.